When I think of Broadway's recent decade, one of the most striking works is Hadestown. Opening on Broadway in 2019, this musical took ancient myth and infused it with folk, jazz, and blues, creating a hauntingly modern retelling of the story of Orpheus and Eurydice. Written and composed by Anais Mitchell, Hadestown is not just a revival of Greek tragedy, but a reflection of contemporary struggles. Poverty, climate, labour, love, and the tension between hope and despair. It won 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and carved a place in Broadway history as both innovative and timeless. The origins of Hadestown go back long before its Broadway premiere. Anais Mitchell, a Vermont-based singer-songwriter, first conceived the project as a concept album in 2010. She invited artists like Justin Vernon of Bon Iver to collaborate, crafting a folk opera that blended narrative with song. The album introduced audiences to Mitchell's reimagined Orpheus, a dreamer and poet, and Eurydice, a young woman lured by promises of survival in a harsh world. Hades became an industrial overlord, ruler of an underground factory city, while Persephone balanced joy and sorrow as queen of both seasons and workers. The album built a cult following, laying the groundwork for theatrical adaptation. The journey from album to stage was long and collaborative. Director Rachel Chavkin, known for her inventive work on Natasha, Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, partnered with Mitchell to bring Hadestown to life theatrically. Workshops and off-Broadway productions refined the vision. In 2016, the show premiered at New York Theatre Workshop. In 2018, it opened at London's National Theatre, earning acclaim for its powerful storytelling and lush music. By the time it reached Broadway's Walter Kerr Theatre in 2019, Hadestown had been transformed into a fully realised musical that married Mitchell's poetic songwriting with Chavkin's daring direction. At its heart, Hadestown retells a myth as old as art itself. Orpheus, the musician whose song could charm even the gods, falls in love with Eurydice. When Eurydice dies and descends into the underworld, Orpheus follows to bring her back, armed only with music. The tragedy comes when he looks back before reaching the surface, losing her forever. In Mitchell's version, this tale becomes a metaphor for economic desperation and artistic hope. Eurydice is not naive, but practical, tempted into Hadestown because of hunger and cold. Orpheus is not only in love, but determined to write a song that restores balance to the world. The music of Hadestown is central to its power. Mitchell's score blends folk ballads, blues rhythms, and New Orleans jazz. Songs like Wait for Me soar with longing, while Why We Build the Wall offers a chilling commentary on division and control. Hades sings with the growl of a bluesman, Persephone swings with cabaret flair, and the chorus of Fates embodies fate itself, weaving irony and inevitability into the story. The band is visible on stage, reinforcing the sense that this is both a play and a concert, myth retold in melody. The Broadway production stunned critics and audiences alike. The set, with its industrial scaffolding and glowing lights, suggested both a New Orleans jazz club and a factory underworld. Rachel Houck's scenic design created a world that felt mythic and modern. The staging of Wait for Me, with Orpheus crossing swinging lamps toward the underworld, became an iconic theatrical image. David Newman's choreography fused folk movement with theatrical expression, grounding the myth in physical humanity. The cast brought the characters vividly to life. Reeve Carney played Orpheus with youthful earnestness. Amber Gray gave Persephone both humour and sorrow. Patrick Page embodied Hades with his cavernous bass voice, and André de Shields, as Hermes, served as a wise and knowing narrator. Eva Noblezada, as Eurydice, delivered vulnerability and strength. Together, they created a tapestry of voices that carried Mitchell's score into unforgettable territory. Hadestown swept the 2019 Tony Awards, winning 8, including Best Musical, Best Direction, Best Scenic Design, and Best Original Score. It also won a Grammy for Best Musical Theatre Album. But awards only confirmed what audiences already knew. Hadestown had captured something profound. Its themes of struggle, hope, and resilience spoke to contemporary anxieties. The story of walls, labour, and environmental imbalance echoed in headlines and debates. The timeless myth became startlingly relevant. The cultural impact of Hadestown was significant. It reminded Broadway that musicals could come from folk roots and still thrive. It introduced new audiences to myth through modern sound. It sparked conversations about climate change, inequality, and power. Teachers used it in classrooms to explore Greek myth with students. Fans embraced it online, sharing covers, artwork, and essays. The show created not only entertainment, but community. Yet Hadestown also leaned into tragedy. Unlike many Broadway shows, it does not resolve happily. Eurydice is lost again, and Orpheus fails. But Mitchell and Chavkin frame the ending with resilience. The story will be told again, because maybe one day it will end differently. Hermes closes the show by reminding the audience of the need to keep hope alive, even when stories repeat their sorrow. That message, that we tell tragic tales not to despair but to endure, gives Hadestown its depth. Internationally, Hadestown has begun to spread. Productions beyond Broadway continue its journey, and recordings keep the music alive for fans worldwide. It has proven that musicals need not rely on spectacle alone. They can succeed with poetry, intimacy, and innovation. What makes Hadestown endure is its blend of myth and modernity. It shows how ancient tales still resonate in an age of climate crisis, economic inequality, and longing for connection. It offers haunting songs that linger in memory, characters who feel both archetypal and human, and staging that elevates simple gestures into profound images. When I think of Hadestown, I think of the sound of a trumpet in the dark, of lamps swinging over Orpheus's path, of Persephone raising a glass to fleeting joy, of an audience holding its breath as Orpheus turns back. I think of a show that dared to retell tragedy and leave us hopeful in our grief. Hadestown is more than a retelling of myth. It is a reminder that art can illuminate darkness, that music can challenge power, and that hope endures even in the face of inevitable loss. As finding themselves in a song, of parents holding children a little tighter after the show. I think of a story that dared to expose pain and, in doing so, offered hope. Dear Evan Hansen was not just a hit. It was a lifeline, reminding us all that even in our loneliest moments, we can be found.